I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight is, the numbers are 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So today when I woke up, I thought there were a number of things I wanted to write about, but I need to focus on one thing because there's so many distractions going on. And I just feel compelled, for some reason, to talk about what I'm talking about tonight. And it's always with me a forewarning. It's like, you know, peeling an onion. It's like you see one part of it and you peel and there's layer after layer after layer after layer. And you're trying to figure out, you know, just where it ends and where it begins. And if you want to use the analogy here, but I don't know why I started with onions, but you just, maybe it's because I had onion rings earlier. But I'm just saying that you look at the human society, okay? And society is built on an onion of lies and half-truths. And the vast majority of us are living on the outer layer of the onion. So you take an onion and you peel it apart and you peer beneath the layer, which is what most of us call reality. And what it does is it exposes, little by little, a vastly different picture. And peel that layer back more, and it's likely to bring about tears of confusion that you might expect to be generated by, you know, this giant onion that you're peeling, right? And it's a deceitful one. So the safe route here is to forget anything you may have noticed underneath that frail skin of that onion, right? And you just go about your day. And if somebody asks you, you know, why you got tears in your eyes, you say, well, I was just cutting an onion. But some people, though, they don't care. They like to dig. They like to do the China doll thing. They like to, you know, keep, not China doll, the Russian doll thing. They want to do the Russian doll thing where they just, you know, there's always one after another, after another, after another until you're down to the last one, and you're saying, there's something, though, about this digging and digging and digging until I find the truth. I need that nugget of truth. Unless, of course, you want to live the rest of your life nearly alone on the fringe, a conspiracy theorist. And that's many of you, many of me, but a lot of people like me. I mean, I'm not alone. I'm married. I've got a stepson. I've got a son. But, you know, there are times, though, when it gets pretty lonely and you feel like you're the only one shouting out this information. And I don't think people, when you're shouting out new information and they've never heard of it on the mainstream, they never heard of it in their circles, and there are other, you know, amateur conspiracy theorists talking about this stuff, you become this outcast. And the life of an outcast is far preferable to the slavery of a population control grid that is going to be, well, you got the control grid, you've got the 24/7 biometric monitoring, forced virus testing, isolation camps, fascism at its finest. The theft of your children, the theft of your property, the end of cash, transhumanism, sterilization, and the end of mankind as we know it. And how are they going to do it? Well, it's going to be delivered nice and in a box with a bow on it. It's going to be a drug or a vaccine or something. And it's all based on a scam that's verifiably been in the planning for at least decades. Like we were talking about the planning last night of what's going on with Iran and with Israel. You know, on this show, I guess, you know, I try to peel that onion without tears, but sometimes, you know, it's hard to hold back. It's hard to hold back the tears or even the anger that this reality is giving us at the moment. And there's so much to talk about that it seems that, well, there are distractions to deal with, okay? It's hard to call out the villains as they're plotting against us because there's so many other things that distract us, so many other things to talk about, no matter whether the state or industry or whomever is in control of society. Those who assume their superiority and buy the power to maintain it are in charge, always will be in charge. Those with the money to buy the control, to buy the power to overwhelm you and oversee you, they're going to continue to do it because our overlords are in their control tower right now. They're behind the eye of the pyramid, and we common folk are doomed to peacefully acquiesce to this fascism. We're doomed to our own slavery unless there's a mass awakening, a mass resistance, a mass of people saying no. It's all you need to do. No. No need for guns. No need for standing in the streets. No, just no. Just say no. This isn't going to happen. We're going to resist by saying no. And if they do it anyway, that's when you start making your plans to do something else. If no is not enough, I mean, think about how no is a very, 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 very powerful word. It's one of the smallest words in the English language. It's a very powerful word. No. And if it happens anyway, then you're being violated. It's a violation of your rights, a violation of who you are. And we need to make this clear. As much as we love the United States of America, as much of us as older people find ourselves being patriots, being called nationalists, the United States of America, as we knew it before 9/11, no longer exists. And those of us claiming citizenship have a few choices right now. We can try to get back a little bit of what we were, okay? Or we can accept the World Economic Forum's ongoing plans to destroy the very fabric of our society in order to build back better. And better does not mean, well, it doesn't really mean better. It just means it'll be better, but that means a much smaller population. And you have to do certain things, do certain dances, and do certain tricks for the overlords, or you don't get to be a part of that club. You see. But it's not just about Klaus Schwab. And everybody thinks Klaus Schwab. And no, he's not dead. There's been a rumor going around that he died. No, he's not dead. It's not about Klaus Schwab, but what it is about, it's about other unelected groups and NGOs. They're about to make their move on us. And many of them have been making moves for some time now, and no one has been able to cut through the noise fast enough to kind of, you know, head this off at the pass. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about that very thing we need to head off at the pass. And it's certain judgment day that's coming. I'm not talking about the end of the world. I'm not talking about a biblical judgment day. I'm talking about the judgment day of the world controllers. They're making their moves, and there's one move they're making in the next few weeks that I want to tell you about. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.